Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
6:11, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. It is Chris Bryant and Austin Price, Thursday evening. Getting ready for that Arctic blast starting up this week. Are you ready for that thing, Austin?
No.
Simple. Simple as can be, right? It kind of reminds me of a Forrest Gump.
With how 95% of this season, can I speak, please?
Now, where do we go with this one?
With how 95% of the year treats us temperature-wise in Florida, how could I possibly be prepared for this cold front coming in?
Absolutely. And we'd like to thank once again Emily Echevera with the Council on Aging of West Florida.
Absolutely.
She joined us earlier this afternoon talking about the needs for heaters and blankets. Senior citizens really need those two things, the heaters and blankets. Mm-hmm. If you can help them out, of course, you can contact the Council on Aging of West Florida, and they will be more than happy to help you out on that side. Again, Emily Echevera meeting with us this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, one of our top stories here internationally, the Israeli cabinet set to hold a vote on the ceasefire hostage agreement with Hamas tomorrow. The vote will happen a day later than expected after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office accused Hamas of creating a last-minute crisis that is preventing an agreement. A statement said that the Israeli cabinet will not convene until the mediators notify Israel that Hamas has accepted all elements of the agreement. The Palestinian militant group made a ceasefire and hostage deal with Israel on Wednesday that would include Hamas releasing dozens of hostages in exchange for Palestinian prisoners. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken expressed confidence the deal will still take effect Sunday.
Okay, home buyers, home sellers, if you're in this category here and you're watching those mortgage numbers today, here they are, just came in this afternoon. Mortgage News Daily has an average rate on that 30-year fixed mortgage slightly down to 7.13% yesterday. If my memory serves me correct, it was 7.24. Mm. So it's down just a bit. The average rate on the 15-year fixed rate mortgage climbing to 6.52%. So we're talking about finances, the economy, things like that. Major markets ending down today. Hillary Barsky has those numbers for you.
Stocks losing steam heading into the closing bell and finishing lower as investors weighed economic data and a new batch of earnings reports. Bank of America posted fourth quarter earnings beating estimates. Profit of the bank more than doubled from a year earlier. However, its stock fell 1%. United Health Group stock fell 6%, the biggest drag on the Dow today. The healthcare bellwether reported weaker than expected quarterly revenue, which was driven by the company's insurance division. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Caterpillar, and Sherwin-Williams. The Dow decliners, United Health Group, Apple, and McDonald's. The Dow losing 68 points, the Nasdaq lower by 173, S&P 500 down 13. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All righty, just about 6:15 here. We'll get your first quick check at the roads and weather for this hour. News, traffic, and weather together is brought to you by Mothers Against Drunk Driving, or MAD. For victims of drunk and drug driving, your grief is unique, but you are not alone. You always have a place at MAD. Call the 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MADD-HELP or 877-MAD-HELP or visit mad.org. Looking at the roads here, not appearing to be dealing with too much issues. We do have some on North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10 passing Creighton Road, and we've had a couple of accident reports throughout this evening that aren't causing backups at this time from what we can see. Still got some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and some minor congestion on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. As for the weather, 55 degrees, low of 41 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 64 and a low of 57. And with some rainfall coming in, Friday and Saturday are going to be a bit warmer. But Sunday, we see those cool temperatures come back with a high of 52, low of 26. And then Martin Luther King Day, Monday, high of 40, low of 26, with about a 20% chance of some wintry mix. So some sleet, some snow. But again, that's a pretty minor chance of that.
All right. You mentioned Sunday night. Temperatures dropping pretty
significantly
there. Okay, that makes this really come to mind. Ferris Hill Baptist Church, you know, this is over in Milton, and they're the opening, they open their shelter for cold, homeless, and heatless individuals.
Right.
Sunday night looks like a pretty good candidate night for that facility. Officials say anybody wanting to stay at the shelter must arrive between 6:30, 8:30. Now in Pensacola, Reentry Alliance opening a cold weather shelter for women and children on Palafox. Other facilities opening up waterfront rescue mission on Herman Street and my father's vineyard on Pensacola Boulevard. And yes, it will be getting cold, so I guess we can savor the warmer temps until Sunday.
Yes.
Or Sunday evening.
Yeah, because Sunday's high is 50-something,
yeah,
which isn't too bad.
Not at all.
But yeah, it's the low on Sunday evening where things get miserable.
Yeah, boy.
One of our top stories here nationally, President-elect Trump's inauguration being called an attractive potential target for violent extremists. That's according to U.S. national security agencies such as the FBI, Secret Service, Capitol Police, Washington, D.C. government, and Supreme Court police departments compiled a threat assessment, and they all came to that conclusion. It laid out various scenarios and the types of people, such as foreign or domestic terrorists who could make them happen. Officials have been on high alert, especially after last summer's assassination attempt on Trump and the New Year's Day attacks in New Orleans and Las Vegas. The agencies note that there are no specific credible threats.
The holiday retail sales numbers coming in now, and shoppers, it appears, apparently spending extremely cautious in the holiday season. Jenny Casola has the report.
Retail sales rose in December, though not as much as economists predicted. The increase, 0.4%. Excluding autos, it's also 0.4%. The Commerce Department revised November's retail sales number higher. Black Friday sales were in November this year, but Cyber Monday sales were in December. Sales in the overall holiday season were better than expected at Target. The retailer is boosting its holiday quarter sales forecast after shoppers purchased more toys and beauty products. Target cut prices last year to compete with Walmart. Target was also helped by its Taylor Swift promotion. It was selling books and a vinyl album in its stores on Black Friday. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
And a suspect is in custody in connection to a nearly 25-year-old cold case on Florida's Treasure Coast. The St. Lucie County Sheriff's Office gave an update earlier today saying 58-year-old Julian Romero has been arrested for the murder of a couple in October of 2000. He's accused of stabbing a 77-year-old and 58-year-old at a rural Fort Pierce home. Investigators believe he was traveling from Louisiana to South Florida when his car broke down near the couple's house. Police say he killed them before stealing their vehicle, and DNA evidence and new witnesses contributed to his arrest. He's already serving a life sentence in connection to a rape and kidnapping in Broward County.
Okay, this afternoon, Escambia Sheriff's Office, in partnership with the Escambia Sheriff Foundation, held a groundbreaking ceremony for a new law enforcement memorial plaza. A lot of big dignitaries over there, and a lot of excitement on West Leonard Street. The project honors deputies who made the ultimate sacrifice. Big things happening this afternoon with the Sheriff's Department.
Yes, absolutely. And as you said, a lot of praise deserves to be given to those folks. 6:19 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, a preliminary report is out on the drone accident in Orlando from last month that seriously injured a 7-year-old boy. We got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Since 1988, Volkswagen drivers have come to Piedmore Imports on New Warrington Road for the distinctive style, innovative design, and value of VW offers. This year, the tradition continues with the all-electric ID. Buzz. This highly anticipated new VW has arrived and is waiting for you to experience today. The ID. Buzz joins the VW lineup, including the family-sized Atlas and the Atlas Cross Sport SUV. Both models are available with 1.9% financing for 60 months, or choose a $4,500 discount on the Atlas and $4,000 off the Atlas Cross Sport. And the 2024 Tiguan has 0% financing for 60 months or $3,000 in rebates. They all share VW's distinctive and innovative design, and they're all at Piedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices.
Discounts are a standalone offer, not to be combined with special APR rate through Volkswagen Financial Services with qualifying credit. Offers expire March 3rd, 2025.
Brian Kilmeade from Fox and Friends here. Catch me all week, Kilmeade and Friends, 11 to 1 weekdays on News Radio 1620.
And now on FM at 92.3.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. You know, a couple of years ago, we started doing something with the Pensacola Morning News that until that point we had not done at all, which is to podcast the entire episodes. Now, we've always put podcasts up of the interviews or of particularly interesting segments, but for several years we have podcast the full show, so you can go and listen to it at your leisure. If you, you know, listen to us at 6 o'clock normally, you can go back and listen to the 5 o'clock hour, or, as some people have told me they do, you can even re-listen to things just to catch stuff you might have missed. In any case, all the podcasts are available at newsradio923.com.
Hey folks, this is Jimmy Petronas, Florida's Chief Financial Officer, Now, I just received an amazing phone call a few weeks ago that I want to tell you about. President Trump called me and said, Jimmy, I want you to run for Congress. Wow. Yes, the guy who just won a landslide victory defeating the crazy Democrats in Washington, the guy who just got shot, stood back up and said, fight, fight, fight. That guy. President Donald J. Trump told me to run for Congress. Well, my mama didn't raise a dummy, so my response to the president was a very simple, yes, sir. I will run, and we will enact President Trump's agenda. We will secure the border. We will get rid of the woke foolishness in Washington. It's an honor of a lifetime to have President Trump's endorsement. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Petronis, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support on January 28th, paid for by Friends of Jimmy Petronis, Inc.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu to learn more.
It's Customer Appreciation Month at Daryl's Sewing of Pensacola with special sale pricing on selected Bernina and Burnett machines through January 21st and free online classes with the purchase of a Baby Lock machine through January 28th. Daryl's is the largest sewing machine dealer in the area, offering a variety of sewing machines, sergers, and embroidery systems, plus furniture, fabrics, and various craft supplies. Financing is available. Daryl's Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess, or online at sewinginpensacola.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, and just jamming this afternoon.
Yeah, I hit you with a doubleheader of 38 special. I think we had that like last hour or something.
Oh, boy. The Wednesday afternoon show was pretty special. We had Ashley Hoffberger, of course, the Scambia District 4 Commissioner with us. And, of course, she has pre-filed to run for re-election in 2016. Yeah, she appeared on the show just about 24 hours ago.
I wanted people to know that I am serious. I am loving the job. I feel like I'm already making an impact. And I just want to keep that momentum going. We've done some amazing things in a very short period of time.
Okay, well, of course, she is serious about the job, although she says there are challenges that she didn't face when running her own business.
In the private sector, you would just open up the doors and run down the hall
exactly.
And share it with your team and get everybody on board, and you would get that going. Well, you can't do that with sunshine. So that has been a challenge on how do you do that, and then making sure that you're communicating what's important to the other four members of the board, and you only have the time together on the dais.
You're absolutely right. She says she plans to continue focusing on big-ticket projects. You know, we went into a lengthy discussion about this on Wednesday afternoon. Pensacola Bay Center, the new conference center, an indoor sports complex, as well as finalizing the deal with Beulah Town Center and OLF 8 property. Boy, I bet you everybody would be glad when that's put together. And put to bed.
I don't doubt it.
Sounds like it's been there for 100 years.
It definitely feels that way with how much we've been talking about.
I remember when the helicopters used to land there.
6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Only got two issues that are giving us issues. Two issues giving us problems on the roads right now. If you're traveling northbound on North Davis Highway towards I-10 passing Creighton Road, still got some minor backups there. Also have some on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. Those have been there all afternoon, but it is starting to visibly decrease. As for the weather, 55 degrees, low of 41 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 64, low of 57. And late Friday night, bleeding into your Saturday, we do have pretty severe rain chances.
All right. A pair of voting advocacy groups founded by a high-profile Democrat are a hit with a very extremely historic fine. Lillian Wu has the details.
Some pro-Stacey Abrams voting rights groups are ordered to pay a record $300,000 fine for breaking Georgia campaign finance law. The Georgia Ethics Committee finding that the New Georgia Project, founded by Abrams, who departed from it in 2017, and its affiliated New Georgia Project Action Fund, illegally did election work for the Democrats' unsuccessful 2018 run for governor, raising and spending millions to help her and others without first registering as an independent political committee. David Fox, an attorney for the nonprofits, calling the agreement a reasonable resolution for something that took place years ago, saying the group is eager to move forward. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
All right, and hinted at this before the break. We've been hearing a lot about drones for, you know, for a little while there, we were at least, especially over New Jersey. But we had a story in Orlando. Well, a drone causing some trouble. A preliminary report out on the drone accident in Orlando. This is from last month. It seriously injured a 7-year-old boy. National Transportation Safety Board says the launch control file had not been sent to the drones before liftoff December 21st, bringing the holiday light show too close to the audience when several drones collided. Drone operator Sky Elements is proposing more on-site preparation, an on-call system to verify procedures, and more pilot training. A full report on the crash could take more than a year. So golly, name a drone you can trust.
I'll frame this story under liberal incompetence on full display in Southern California.
My goodness.
How about that? As wildfires continue, did you like that?
It was a bold intro.
As wildfires continue to tear through L.A., well, the city is facing criticism for recently cutting more than $17.6 million from the fire department's budget. And I think they allocated something like $30 million for homeless care.
Ooh.
And a lot of folks now in L.A. starting to wake up and saying, wait a minute, something's wrong here. Something's wrong with this picture. Fox's William DeJanus has more on the details.
When the Palisades fire broke out, every available firefighter showed up, yet many had no pumper truck, engine, or vehicle to use. Many are here, the maintenance yard, where up to 1 in 6 LA fire trucks are broken down, unavailable because the department has no money to fix them. Compared to other major cities, LAFD is grossly understaffed, far below recommended levels. A huge drain on fire resources, the homeless. Last year, LAFD responded to 14,000 fires and 52,000 medical calls. While next year's budget calls for more mechanics and replacement vehicles, the department wants another $5 million for EV charging stations and almost $2 million for a diversity and inclusion plan.
Yeah, I mean, as you said, Chris, it's a nightmare. It's a disaster, and beyond the fires themselves.
Let me say, I've talked to so many friends in Southern California, and they are just absolutely put out with it.
Ugh, all right. Well, and you know, speaking of something else nationally relevant that we've touched on before, it's old news now, but we touched on it in the past. Remember those ballot box fires?
I do.
Well, the FBI has released new information to help generate tips in the investigation to identify the suspect behind them. Thermite was used to start the fires. It can burn as hot as 4,000 degrees, and it's easily made. Investigators want to hear from people if they know someone with an unusual interest in thermite, if their behavior's changed, and they might be especially interested in the case. A $25,000 reward being offered by the FBI. Of course, these fires took place in Vancouver and Portland, so the odds of them being in the Escambia, Santa Rosa County area is quite slim, but $25,000 is $25,000, so if you know any thermite experts that recently came to town, might want to let the FBI know.
Okay, how about a 30-second elevator speech and giving in to me the straight information about this weather moving in Sunday?
Late Sunday, the low is going to hit 25 degrees or 26 to be exact. Tomorrow, or the next day, on MLK Day, we've got a high of 40, low of 26 again, with about a 20% chance of wintry mix on Monday night.
And there you have it. And now you know on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. A ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas is on hold for now. Fox's Trey Yinks reports from Tel Aviv.
Today we received a statement from the office of the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying that Hamas had gone back on some aspects of the deal. It does not appear that those gaps have been bridged, and right now there still is no deal.
An Israeli cabinet vote on the ceasefire plan has been canceled. Search and rescue missions continue in the Los Angeles area following the massive Southern California wildfires. Fox's Matt Finn is there.
Law enforcement and search and rescue crews are conducting the painstaking task of combing through more than 10,000 structures that have been burned out in the Altadena and Palisades areas. The worst part, they have been finding bodies, and at least three dozen people are still reported missing.
The fires have killed at least 25 people. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Federal Reserve Governor Christopher Waller gave a more optimistic forecast for future interest rate cuts this year than some of his colleagues. The policymaker telling CNBC he expects inflation to ease enough to allow the Fed to have multiple more cuts this year. Blue Origin launched its New Glenn rocket for the first time today, reaching space and ultimately making it into orbit as part of a long-awaited debut. No one was on board the New Glenn flight, which carried a single small test payload into space. Retail sales notched another monthly gain in December, but it came just a slight lower than expectations. The Census Bureau said retail sales gained 0.4% month over month, slightly below projections. On Wall Street, stocks were lower, with the Dow dropping 68, the S&P off by 12, and the NASDAQ fell by 172 points. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute, sponsored by TGL, presented by SoFi. Tune in every week for TGL matches. Ben Johnson is truly unpredictable. Last year, everyone had him taking the Commanders' job, but he ultimately stayed as the OC in Detroit. And this offseason, many expect Ben to take either the Bears or Jaguars' head coaching position. And I know Ben becoming the next coach of the Raiders doesn't make much sense, but we're talking about Ben Johnson. So I say Mr. Unpredictable ends up selecting the silver and black. I'm Zach Gelb.
Welcome to TGL, presented by SoFi, golf's newest league, live on ESPN and ESPN Plus. It's 2 hours of hammer dropping, overtime forcing, playoffs on the line, golf, Tiger, Rory, and more of the best from the PGA Tour, split into six teams. Learn more at TGLGolf.com. Tune in every week for TGL matches. Keep up, it's golf.
Whether you're ordering wings for the game, whipping up a seven-layer dip, or ordering pizza, there's something about football that makes you want to eat. And this football season, Uber Eats has the best deals on game day food. No matter what you're craving, from two-for-one pizza to buy one, get one wings, Uber Eats will be dropping new deals each week, all season long. Uber Eats, official on-demand delivery partner of the NFL. Order now. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Need to hire? You need Indeed. Their end-to-end solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all year round. Schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from your Indeed dashboard. Learn more by visiting Indeed.com/credit.
President Trump wants to cut $2 trillion from the federal budget, and I have the plan that gets him there. I'm Greg Merk, Republican for Congress. We have over 3 million federal employees. I will propose to cut them in half. This reduction will save $150 billion on salaries and an additional $150 billion in benefits. We need to cut off the cash payments to illegals, and they will self-deport. I will propose Medicare reform, regulation cuts, and repealing the Davis-Bacon Act. With a background in finance, I know how to fix Washington and get the $2 trillion in cuts. We live in the most military district in America. I served over two decades on active duty as a Navy pilot and Air Force B-1 pilot, with multiple tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's critical we send a combat-tested leader to Washington who understands the needs of our service members and retirees, and no one in this race has more military experience than me. Fact is, we have the plan, but we need the will. Send me to Washington, and not only will the people want it, they will demand it. It's time to send the Alpha to Washington. It's time to put Merck to work. I'm Greg Merk, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Greg Merk for Congress.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss. Tomorrow, at 9 with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Every hour of every day, Fox News Radio is there with the latest breaking news and information you rely on.
This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Lisa Brady.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
With Fox News correspondents around the globe.
At the White House.
Ray Yingst in Kyiv.
Capitol Hill. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The news that matters most to you. The top headlines. All in one place. America listening to Fox News Radio.
On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
To Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Band from Texas, News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now, ZZ Top, Chris Bryan, Austin Price, and the Ice Flyers. That's a group, isn't it?
Yeah, that's quite a bunch.
I'm getting to this because this weekend, another brutal matchup for the Flyers. Pensacola is facing Fayetteville for a three-game series. Friday, the Peanuts gang makes their return to the hangar for another fun night with friends and family. Saturday is the Wiener Dog Races. Sunday, fans can get purchased, discount tickets. You can do that. And puck drops, I got to remind you, 7:05 Friday, Saturday, then at 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon.
Yes, yeah, so quite a stark contrast in puck dropping times there.
Absolutely.
All right, mentioned this back in the 4 o'clock hour. NCAA going to start paying out financial rewards to women's college basketball teams that participate in March Madness. It's a first for the women's teams. The money will be paid out to the school's conferences through a structure similar to the one that's been used for men's teams for years now. The NCAA announced Wednesday that two funds would be set up, starting at $15 million this spring, reaching $25 million by the 27-28 season. You know, for a sport that's been kind of, I guess, behind the bell curve on this, it seems like they're making some pretty good time for some catch-up.
It's about time. It's about time for the women's basketball situation to get some equal traction around it.
Well, and I think if you, and I think this is kind of obvious, but the fact that the men's have had this for years and the women haven't,
right.
If it wasn't for the last season hype with Clark and Reese and Cardoso, those multiple big playmakers and how popular they were, this wouldn't be happening.
You're probably right.
And that's upsetting.
NBA's the same way. They've got their superstars that set it up, you know.
Yeah, they turn heads. They fill the seats.
It's the carrot before the horse. Just kind of lead you on down that road there. Need to talk about, get this, NFL playoff ratings down as audience for the first weekend of the NFL playoffs dropping almost 10% from last year. This, by the way, a bigger decline than what the league had really experienced during the regular season. According to the league and Nielsen, a rating service, the 6 wildcard round games averaged 28 million viewers on TV, and they throw in the digital platforms in that number compared to 31 million last year. The 2 Saturday games held pretty steady in the numbers. The Sunday and Monday matchups saw drastic declines.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you know, I'll keep with the NFL postseason theme. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry's effort to clear homeless people from New Orleans encampments before the Super Bowl is getting some pushback. Louisiana State Police and officials with the Department of Transportation started clearing the camp under an expressway before dawn yesterday. The residents were moved to a new temporary shelter in a warehouse, but people who live nearby are upset that Landry didn't give them any advance notice about the shelter, which will be in operation through the Super Bowl and Mardi Gras.
This is not the first time. 84. World Fair was coming to New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of years before that, they started absolutely fixing the sidewalks, cleaning the city up, and picking everybody up and moving them out.
They do that when the Olympics comes here.
They just cleared the sidewalks.
Yep.
This isn't new for New Orleans.
No, it's not new for New Orleans. It's not a new practice at all. Not just for New Orleans, but just this country. And you mentioned earlier this afternoon, that's going to be a pretty tall order to have them clear all of these issues out before the Super Bowl, which is now not even a month away.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I got to tell you, a lot of these folks don't have a huge selection of places to go to because Orleans Parish, by the way, if you're not familiar with New Orleans, Orleans Parish is New Orleans proper. Then the outer Jefferson Parish is Metairie and Kenner in that area in there. A lot of these people have a problem. They're not making a lot of money.
Right.
So they have to be centered around mass transportation, streetcars, buses, things like that, to get around. They don't have that in mass amounts going out to the burbs, St. Bernard Parish, which is downriver from New Orleans, the Chalmette, Miro, you know, those little communities. So that's the problem. It's, yeah, if you want them to get off, where are you going to put them? It's just, and that's not the way you should approach this. I hate the, well, where are you going to put them?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to, I don't mean that to come off like that.
No, no, but I understand the practice itself comes off that way because Absolutely. It is. It's like, okay, well, we got company, so make yourself scarce. We, you know, you're making us look bad. I mean, that is, that's a very gross way to look at
and
it.
And the complaints probably came from the Quarter Association. Because they're right. You know, you have to be prepared for these. And if the city springs it on you,
right,
and you're not prepared for that, it leaves a pretty distasteful taste in your mouth in terms of what's the city up to. But anyway, New Orleans is cleaning the sidewalks, it appears, ready for Super Bowl. Like, oh, nothing happens around here. This is pristine property.
Yeah, the nicest place on earth.
Yeah, I got a boundaries list I give my friends. When they go to New Orleans,
Places to avoid.
I give them the boundary. Here's this, you know, like Basin Street to Decatur to Canal to Esplanade. You stay in those boundaries, you're gonna live.
That's nice. The PGA Tour's American Express is underway in California. Last year's winner was Nick Dunlap, and he's back in the fold again this year. Nick Taylor won last week's Sony Open in Hawaii, and he's looking for back-to-back victories as he's playing this week as well.
All right. 40th, you mentioned something about an event or so in Orlando. You mentioned this in a story.
Yeah, that drone situation.
Oh, yeah, that's right, that's right, that's right. I wanted to add this. This is going on in Tampa. It's the 40th annual RV Super Show. It's underway down there in Tampa as the, you know, that industry is facing tough green regulations. Whoo-wee. Ashley Webster has more from Tampa.
It's kind of a changing landscape. Of course, it's being led by California. Who else? And other states may follow suit. So for the RV industry, they kind of have to be in a pretty fluid situation to decide what they need to do next. Having said that, not a big topic of conversation here. You can get anything from a travel trailer here for less than $15,000 to this luxury beast that actually goes for $1.8 million, but it's on sale today for $1.5 million. But I wanted to point out that during COVID, RV sales absolutely skyrocketed. Right now, the industry is coming back somewhat. If you compare sales through the end of last year compared to the year before, they are up 6.5%.
You know, Chris, I've got a headline here that I think is just going to make your jaw drop to the floor.
Let me sit down.
Yeah. Buckle up for this one. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen confirms that she has, quote unquote, inhaled marijuana at one point.
No, and she's in charge of our money. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
my gosh.
Yeah, Yellen appeared on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert Wednesday to discuss a number of topics. Colbert asked a 78-year-old former Federal Reserve chair about the 2023 story that she accidentally ate magic mushrooms on a trip to China.
Good Lord.
He noted
Does she know Aaron Rodgers?
you would think. He noted that she's leaving office next week and isn't running for public office, so she could share her history. Colbert said, have you ever inhaled is what I'm asking. The audience cheered at her, and she responded, well, I think I think the answer is yes.
Bold.
Yes.
Just extremely bold.
So, you know.
Go forth where no other person
Someone who's almost 80 years old at one point in their life inhaled marijuana. That scurvy dog.
Well, good for her, I guess. You know, yeah. For personal
opinion. Congrats.
Sure, go for it. Okay, we'll tell you this. Here's an idea for you. Remember we talked about the dog that was lost for like 10 years or so and they found it in Colorado?
Yes.
And we did that story. And how did they find that dog? Do you remember?
Microchip.
You got it. So why don't you make 2025 a safe year for your pups? Implant that darn microchip. It's not a big deal here. The Friends of Santa Rosa Animal Shelter has partnered with local fire departments to help reunite owners with their pets using the microchip readers to do it. Santa Rosa County Fire Departments offer that scanning service 8 to 8, 7 days a week. And it's a pretty darn good idea. How do you feel? Okay, you got a dog. It gets out the door, and you're going to chase it, and you can't find it. You're driving around the neighborhoods for hours. Oh, I've lost my dog. Lost my dog. Then you have to think, gosh, I wish I'd have put a microchip in the dog.
Right.
There you go. That's my guilt trip story for the afternoon.
Now you don't have to worry about it.
There you go.
All right, just past 6:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. All right, got good news and bad news. I'll hit you with the bad news first. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. We did have an accident report there earlier this afternoon. It was causing a lot of trouble, but it was seemingly dying down. However, there has since been another accident reported, it seems, in a similar area that is causing a current wave of congestion. Good news is, though, we had some backups on North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10. That has cleared out. As for the weather, 55 degrees, low of 41. Tomorrow, high of 64, low of 57, with a pretty decent chance of rainfall Friday afternoon and evening bleeding into your Saturday.
6:47, News Radio 92.3. As the Bidens bid farewell to the White House, Hunter Biden suffered a major loss. Therese Crowley has details.
Among the billions of dollars in possessions burned up by the Los Angeles wildfires, a cache of some 200 Hunter Biden artworks in storage near the Pacific Palisades home of Biden's Hollywood lawyer Kevin Morris. The sprawling Morris home was not burned. A source close to the Bidens tells the New York Post the art is valued in the millions of dollars. Morris is the benefactor who loaned the president's son $5 million to pay his income tax. Now he's bankrolling a Hunter documentary. The first son was later pardoned by his father for tax evasion. Hunter's artworks in their heyday were priced as high as $500,000. But his New York gallerist tells the Post the average was more like $85,000, says he broke ties with Hunter last year. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
All righty. And just about 6:48, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Around this time every hour, I'd like to get you your Wall Street numbers. Well, stocks closed lower today at the closing bell. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell by 68 points to 43,153. S&P 500 lost 12 points to 59,37. And the NASDAQ dropped 172 points to 19,338.
You know, we haven't spoken about the SS United States in a while. Just checking in on that today. Concerns that the ship wasn't seaworthy enough to make that trip from Philadelphia to Florida. Okaloosa County officials now saying the ship can be successfully towed from the East Coast to the Gulf of Mexico. That ship will eventually be sunk off the coast of Destin, creating the world's largest artificial reef and diver destination. No official date has been set on the move of the vessel.
You know, you had mentioned something earlier about TikTok. We've been talking about that and how the ban is upcoming. Mm-hmm. Well, President-elect Trump reportedly considering an executive order that would save TikTok from a ban or sale.
I wonder what's behind this.
I don't know. There's always a catch.
There really is.
The Washington Post reports the order would suspend enforcement of the TikTok ban or sale law for 60 to 90 days. Its aim is to buy the Trump administration some time to work out a sale or some other solution. The Chinese-owned app is scheduled to be banned, of course, starting Sunday. Members of Congress have also introduced a bill to extend the deadline on a ban of the social media app.
Just give me your files. That's all I'm asking. Just give me the files with all our contact information and destroy it. And start over. Hey, it's a great service. Listen, it's great in its application. I don't have any problem at all with what it does, what the app does.
Who would? Yeah, it's just
I
videos.
Don't. It's just, you know, it's everybody enjoys it, has a good time with it. I don't like the capturing my information part about the whole thing. So that's my beef.
That's not cool.
Okay, Congress already getting started on President elect Trump's border policy. This is going to be interesting. Mike Emanuel has more on this report.
The Senate Homeland Security Committee hearing, they're taking a look at the Remain in Mexico policy, which experts say was effective during the first Trump administration. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul says President Biden ignored policies that worked.
Here's the laws that exist to protect this nation were bent, abused, and outright ignored. Parole, which is meant to be used sparingly, became a loophole, and asylum laws were distorted to justify an open border agenda.
This comes as a new Fox poll shows strong support for deporting migrants accused of crimes, 59%. Experts say Remain in Mexico requires a willing partner in Mexico.
Yeah, Texas Border Czar Mike Banks has a new job as the next head of the U.S. Border Patrol.
Oh, I wouldn't want his job.
No, who would? The move is winning praise from Republicans, though, and Banks will be in the spotlight immediately as the Trump administration has, of course, made immigration reform a priority. So that's just another headline to tie into all that. A lot of moving wheels here.
And here comes another headline for you. The wait was worth it. You know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
Blue Origin launched its nuclear rocket early this morning at the Kennedy Space Center from historic Launch Complex 36. Blue Origin's 320-foot tall rocket is intended to carry Department of Defense missions. So, successful launch going off from the Cape.
All righty, 6:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we got a couple pop culture notes for you, along with one last quick check of the roads and weather as we send you off into your Thursday night. All that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a 1-carat diamond for $10? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well-maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider, right now offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick. And it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks VapoShower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors.
Use as directed. VapoStick for use ages 4 and up. VapoShower Max use for adults only.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. You could play that all day long, the Spinners.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I don't know if they've ever made a bad song.
I'll be there. That's just great music. It sure is. Let me just tell you, here in Florida politics, I got to pass this on because this is really rolling out here, and I want you to be on the front curve on this information as it does roll out. Florida's political succession games continue with a prominent Republican taking the early steps to run for governor next year. You got to like this. Even Brown has the story.
Fox News is now confirming that Florida Republican Congressman Byron Donalds, a staunch ally of President Trump, is wooing potential donors in advance of a gubernatorial run in 2026. Current Governor Ron DeSantis is term limited. Donalds hosted a hospitality suite in Orlando this past weekend for the donors. A source reveals to Fox News Digital, Donalds is even hiring a key Trump campaign pollster. Two other influential Florida Republicans are said to be interested in becoming the next governor, former Congressman Matt Gaetz and current State Agriculture Commissioner Wilton Simpson. In Miami, Evan Brown, Fox News.
All righty, 6:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather. Got those backups worsening on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. Outside of that, though, there shouldn't be much holding you up. As for the weather, sitting at around 55 degrees, low of 41 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 64, low of 57, with pretty severe chances of rainfall bleeding into your Saturday.
You know, we used to always have to worry about that during the summertime with all the tourists in town and making that road from Gulf Breeze down to like Destin or so. Backup traffic. Now we're seeing it because of the road conditions. It's a little bit. Here's what you do today. Just bring along patience with you. That's all you can do at this
point. Much needed.
Okay. We were talking about TikTok. Give it a few chuckles about this. TikTok nears a ban in the U.S. Isn't Sunday, I believe, is the day.
Currently, yes.
Yeah, okay. Users are now flocking to alternative platforms, mostly notable a Chinese-owned app that has surged in popularity. Can you believe this? Let's just jump in one fire and head into the other. Lydia Hugh has more.
These so-called TikTok refugees, that's what they call themselves. They're searching for a new social media home. And let's focus on this one right here. It's Red Note, because hundreds of thousands of them are flocking to this Chinese-owned social media app. It's soared now to the most popular downloaded free app in Apple's App Store. More than 700,000 new users joined in just 2 days. So you may wonder why Red Note, why not Instagram or Facebook that's owned by Meta, an American company? Well, Red Note is apparently very similar to TikTok, snappy videos and easy search function. But another reason, distrust of American social media.
Wow. That's an interesting
take. And your point is?
Honestly, I don't know if any social media is as trustworthy as you'd like it to be. All right. Here's one of those pop culture.
I'm glad you said that.
Here's one of those pop culture notes that I was hinting at earlier. Justin Baldoni suing Blake Lively and her husband, Ryan Reynolds, over an alleged smear campaign. The actor and director claims the couple hijacked his film, It Ends With Us. This comes after Lively's sexual harassment lawsuit against him. Baldoni says those claims are false, and in his 179-page complaint, he and his publicists accused the Hollywood couple of civil extortion, defamation, and invasion of privacy. He's seeking at least $400 million in damages.
Okay, aren't they in the middle of doing a film right now?
I'm not sure.
I think there's a whole bit of PR thrown into this mix here. Promoting the fact these two having a breakup or whatever, just in time for a film to come out and create awareness for it. Watch that one for me. I think there's something behind on the other side of that one. That's the reason that they're doing this for the public's, I guess, interest and appeal. All right. Gulf Breeze will do. They're in the middle, as a matter of fact, right now, if you're out on the beach, they're over at Patty O'Leary's. Will Do, of course, is the women's philanthropic organization of Gulf Breeze, Pensacola Beach. They're right now in the middle of a membership event over at Patty O'Leary's on the beach. Goes to about 7:30 this evening. So if you're out in that area, got about a half an hour to check it out. Attendees are going to be hearing about organization achievements and funding local projects. So things going on Pensacola Beach tonight.
Well, I'll give you something else wholesome as we start to drift away here. Some of the biggest names in music are coming together to raise money for thousands of people affected by the wildfires in the L.A. area. TMZ reports Billie Eilish, Lady Gaga, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers have been booked to perform at an upcoming benefit concert. Sources say Green Day, Jelly Roll, and Gracie Abrams are also on the lineup. The benefit concert will reportedly take place 2 weeks from now in two separate venues, the Intuit Dome and the Kia Forum.
Okay, I would be the Red Hot Chili Peppers probably. Would be my draw on that one.
Yeah. I would have assumed that.
You know, what do you mean by that?
I mean they are older than the other artists.
What do you mean by this old thing?
Do I have to spell it out for you?
Sure, I got a lawyer back here. Go ahead, keep talking about it.
They formed in the 80s. I'll just leave it at that.
Okay, so Pensacola is going to see its coldest January since 2018. Don't put away the winter clothes sometime soon. This is good advice for you, ladies and gentlemen. A new winter storm will bring even colder temps. Coming up starting Sunday evening into Monday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It's going to be brutal for the parade, but come on out and see us. I'll be out there with Sue Straw and Vernon Watson doing the TV narration of the Martin Luther King Jr. Parade. Hey, see you tomorrow afternoon, 4 o'clock.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.